ground level.
Yeah.
Great.
Can they get those?
Yep. That's seven.
Yes. Call to order. We call our regular council meeting March 22nd, 2016. Please stand for a moment of silence.
Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Bullock?
Here.
Mr. Fardier?
Here.
Ms. Diller? Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Retta?
Do you want the lights?
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 10 present, 3 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We now approve the minutes. Are there any correction amendments to the minutes of meeting March 8, 2016?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. The minutes are hereby approved. Any announcements tonight? Mr. Cartier?
Yes, Mr. President, members of council, resolution 16-059 under my sponsorship will be tabled tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Any other announcements from council? Seeing none.
Mr. President, yes, I'm sorry. Request.
Yes.
Have the stage lights.
They're working on there.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Bell is handling that. The clerk has already made that announcement. Thank you.
There we go.
Let's this happen now. Introduction of ordinances.
My makeup was wrong.
Ordinance 16024, amend the FY 2016 annual operating budget, revise the Ethics Commission appropriate $150,000 to provide for funding for contractual services. Ordinance 16025, amend the FY 2016 annual operating budget, appropriate $20,424 to the Department of Public Safety from the Special Law Enforcement Assistance Fund, SLEEP, for the reimbursement of police overtime expenditures incurred within the City of Wilmington.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We now have a report from our committee, starting with the Finance Committee. Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Finance Committee met 1:30 today in the 8th floor conference room, reviewed items on this evening's agenda, had a very good discussion on the DuPont situation, and approved several grants.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Mr. Carter, you'd like to add anything, Mr. Co-Chair?
No, sir.
Community Services, Mr. Hollins, Pro Tem Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Community Services Committee met at 3 o'clock this afternoon. We did discuss two ordinances that are on tonight's agenda having to do with the summer recreation camps for youth. This is what we do annually, transfer funds so that we can really get the summer recreation camp started. And then we had a very exciting presentation on the Housing Development Fund grant presentation. This is the grant money that we received from the state of Delaware. And the positive approach to this is that we were able to use these funds to help citizens in Garfield Park with their home repairs. And a lot of the citizens that we were able to help with these funds were not encumbered with the same sort of criteria that the federal funds require. And so that made it a really positive presentation because even though we recognize the need of a lot of these citizens, they did not meet the criteria for federal funds and we could not apply those federal funds. But because of these funds, we were able to assist 18 homeowners in Garfield Park where we had 69 homeowners on a waiting list. And there was 20 homeowners in Garfield Park and Overview Gardens. And we were able to help with a combination of these grants as well as forgivable loans. So it was a very positive presentation, and hopefully we can see more of this. I know other council members expressed a concern to have some of these same kind of opportunities in their jurisdictions, but in the Garfield Park area, it was the only area in the state of Delaware outside of some communities in Wilmington that were classified as H. And that meant that they are very distressed communities, that these census tracts are contiguous, and we were able to apply these funds to that community, and I think it's going to make a major difference in Garfield Park and Overview Garden.
Thank you, Mr. Hollins. Land use, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Land use met last Tuesday upstairs in the conference room. We discussed several items, and we'll be talking about them tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Tackett. Executive Committee, we met today at 4 o'clock upstairs. Several things on the agenda. Judith Taggart came in and we interviewed her as a candidate for the Library Advisory Board. She'll be voted upon. Just R16056. Went into executive session regarding the cost and trust issue. We also talked about a pay plan, which is Ordinance 16-023. We discussed Ordinance 16-061 and then Code, County Code, Chapter 26. And we also briefly discussed Mr. Darrell Brown as a candidate for the pension board. He'll be voted upon tonight, R16-061. And we had a brief update from the county attorney regarding two pending legal matters. Mr. Pro Tem, you have anything to add, sir?
No, thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Moving on to the consent calendar, any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion. My simple request. The item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such. They are available in the back of this room, or you can find it online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Madam Clerk, please proceed.
Resolution 16053, recognizing Newcastle Prevention Coalition for moving forward in the revitalization of distressed areas of Newcastle County. Resolution 16054, honoring and thanking Beverly Berry on her retirement and for her dedicated service in Newcastle County and State of Delaware. Resolution 16055, recognizing Paul Schlister for 25 years of dedicated service as Executive Director of West End Neighborhood House. Resolution 16056, consenting the appointment of Judith A. Taggart to the Newcastle County Library Advisory Board, a subcommittee of the Department of Community Services Board.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call the bill.
Mr. President.
Yes, Mr. Thomas Cuddy.
I would like to request my name be added to the resolution honoring Paul Calistro. That would be okay with the sponsor.
Sponsor.
Absolutely.
Yes, so be it.
Thank you.
Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Bullock.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Ms. Diller. Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers. Mr. Retta. Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
The roll call reveals 10 yes, 3 absent.
Thank you. The consent calendar has been passed. Any presentations tonight from council? Seeing none, we're not hearing resolutions. R16-057, Mr. Weiner.
Yes, I ask that resolution 16-057 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 16057, Plan of Insight Corporation Expansion, Brandy 100, west side of Augustine Cutoff, 3,634 feet south of Route 202, major land development that proposes to add a 154,000 square foot office building and a 473 space, 119,500 square foot parking garage OR zoning.
Mr. Weiner.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of council. This is the former Wanamaker site on Augustine Cutoff. A detailed presentation was made by the applicant at Land Use Committee meeting last week. The plan is not a rezoning. It is an approval of a major land development project. It was fast-tracked through our process in order to satisfy the corporate needs of our neighbor Insight, and want to thank Land Use Department for the way that they shepherded it through while there's still time protecting the community's interests. I might add that this is a wonderful addition of not only high-paying creative jobs, but from an architectural perspective, this enhances our community and sets the bar again even higher on architectural excellence. I don't need a presentation from the applicant, but I appreciate the fact that they're here represented by Mr. Redondo, their legal counsel.
Thank you, Mr. Ryan. For the record, Councilmember Powers has joined us. Council, you have any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller? Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Suspend the roll call rules 11 minutes, 2 apps.
R16-057 is approved. R16-058, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to request that Resolution 16-058 be read by title only and be placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 16058, to rename the street known as Barkley Drive, including only tax parcel number 06081-00057, located east of Marsh Road, south of Silverside Road, and west of Beale Road, to Ice Cream Drive.
Mr. Cartier.
It's a well-known function in our land use practice to name, rename streets, subdivisions, and apartments, locations. And this is a connector road between Marsh Road and Silverside Road. And the property owner wishes to rename it to Barkley Drive, from Barkley Drive to Ice Cream Drive. It's also the site of a very well-known ice cream shop in Brandywine 100, much beloved by everybody, and I think it's great that the connector road will reflect, name will reflect the use of the very, very famous ice cream shop in that commercial shopping center.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Council, any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller? Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, and yes, two absent.
R16-058 is approved. R16-059, Mr. Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that Resolution 16-059 be read by title only and placed before council for tabling.
Second.
Resolution 16059, to amend the Claymont Community Redevelopment Plan and Manual of Design Guidelines and modify the Brookview Design Guidelines Manual.
R16-059 is tabled.
Thank you.
We need to,
yes,
I believe we should conduct the vote on the tabling, please.
Okay, we can do that.
Thank you.
Mr. Cartier, you can call for the vote.
Motion to table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any against? Not voting. R16-059 is tabled. R16-060. Mr. Sheldon.
Yes, Mr. President. I move the resolution 16-060 be read in by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 16060, to amend a cross easement maintenance declaration for tax parcel number 08037-00029-08037-00070 and 08037-00071, located on the northeasterly side of Limestone Road, Mill Creek 100, for the purpose of realigning the configuration and location of the aforesaid cross-access easement for the mutual benefit of the three present lots, providing a construction easement to be used for the construction of the cross-access easement and amending the cross-easement and maintenance declaration to require approval by the Newcastle County Department of Land Use.
Mr. Sharp.
Mr. President, this project's been in the workings for over 5 years. The community has always been in favor of it. It helps the drainage situation a lot. I actually tried to get to the homeowner. I knew the homeowner from the last, from 2009 meeting that Mr. Botta had, to see if he still approved, and he now lives in North Carolina and said it looks great from his view. So with no further talking, I don't need the applicant to come up here. I'm fine with the vote.
Thank you, Mr. Sheldon. Council, you have any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller? Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Present, the roll reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
R16-060 is approved. 16-061. Mr. Miner.
Yes, the resolution 16-061 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 16061, appointing Darrell Brown to Newcastle County Employees Retirement System Board of Trustees.
Mr. Miner.
Yes, as stated, there's a vacancy on the pension board. Council has the duty to appoint four members to the board, and this fulfills our requirement of filling one of the four positions, which is vacant.
Thank you, Mr. Miner. Council, any comments or questions? Mr. Powers.
Oh. My apologies. My office was supposed to have added Councilman Powers' name, and I apologize. Darrell Brown is a resident in Councilman Powers' district.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions from council? Public comment. CNN, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller? Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Not voting.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Retta, Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Not voting.
Mr. Street?
Yeah.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 9 yes, 2 not voting, 2 absent.
R 16-061 is approved. R 16-062, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that resolution 16-062 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 16-062, supporting the statewide after-school initiative learning program that provides Title I schools with extended learning hours, homework assistance, enrichment, and nutrition.
Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, Councilwoman Diller is the co-sponsor with me on this. Although she's not here tonight, this without too much to do, you know, was reached out from, contacted by Dover, the House Majority Leader, and asked, could we place this on the council for consideration? And, I mean, it's only a resolution, just supporting the initiative. They still have to pass it and fund it, so.
Thank you, Mr. Tackett. Councilmember Smith.
Yes, I'd like to thank Councilman Tackett for addressing the one concern that I raised with him. The fact that we're just acknowledging that we support it, not asking them what to do. Sits well with me. I do think it's a very worthwhile effort. I really just hope with everything else that's going on in the education field of the state of Delaware and our public schools that they're able to find the funding to continue this program going forward behind this fiscal year. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Any other comments, questions? Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President, and I had this conversation. I'm going to support this. But I had this conversation with Mr. Tackett, and I'm pleased that this effort is being made in targeting Title I schools. I'm not happy about the fact that it doesn't create opportunities for community agencies, community centers, to enhance after-school programs in those areas. But right now, there is a limitation in the number of community centers and community agencies statewide that do this kind of work, so it's important that it be done, but I just wish ultimately it could be more inclusive.
Thank you, Mr. Street. Any other comments, questions, public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller? Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
R-16-062 is approved. Ordinance 16-015, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request the ordinance 16-015 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 16015, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 14, Finance and Taxation, to establish the Newcastle County Strategic Economic Development Fund.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I don't want to be redundant and belabor the point of these next three pieces. I just want to say, you know, this is establishing the Strategic Economic Development Fund. It's not meant to be a one and done. Councilman Kilpatrick and I have spoken. I spoke with Marcus Henry again this evening. And once these are done and put in place, we will be following up with creating the criteria necessary to make this a wide open, very visible, and council-involved program. Thank you.
Good. Council, anything else? Mr. Shelton.
I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor on all three pieces of legislation, please.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Council, public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller? Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Order 16-015 is approved. Order 16-016, Mr. Smith.
Yes, I would request that Order 16-016 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
16-016, amend the FY 2016 approved operating budget allocate $7,500,000 from the General Fund Tax Stabilization Reserve Account to the Newcastle County Strategic Economic Development Fund.
Councilman.
Yes, Mr. President, while this has been referred to as a job bill, yes, it will preserve jobs. Hopefully, it will also preserve the potential for expansion of jobs, of industry, studies, research in the state of Delaware. But above all, I did it upstairs. I want to make sure I get it on the record down here. Just for calendar year 2015, for three parcels of DuPont property, and that is the experimental station, Chestnut Run, and Stein, in county taxes, $1,588,104.45 was paid. In 2015, just for school taxes, $4,729,650 was paid. In sewer fees, $1,333,912.54 was paid. For a total for 15 of $7,651,666.99. And for those of you that missed the pun upstairs, 666, the devil's always in the details. I will repeat that.
Don't make me not vote on it.
Although,
clear the numbers like that.
No, we all know they were ready, DuPont was ready before the governor getting involved, the county exec, and everything else, to work out the details to begin leveling buildings, which would have lowered assessment. And if anyone thinks there's a way to replace a minimum of $5 million in school taxes in Newcastle County, we'd sure like to know where the money is. So this preserves those funds going forward as well.
Thank you, Mr.
That's it.
Thank you, Council. Mr. Street. I want to commend this council. Now, we argue and we fight and we fuss about things on an ongoing basis. But when it matters and it's really important, we step to the plate and we step together. Proved that last year with the issue with the real estate transfer tax, and we're proving it here again tonight with this jobs bill. So, thank you, Council.
Thank you.
When it matters, we do the right thing.
Anything else from Council? Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. As we discussed and mentioned upstairs, not only are we in full support of this, but remind everyone that the number one industry in the state of Delaware is our agriculture. To have DuPont Dow come bring agriculture, one of the largest agriculture research centers and businesses here to Delaware, and sustain the DuPont employees, retirement funds, and jobs and everything. It's a blessing in disguise. Sure, we've got work to do to monitor things and work with them, but we were known at one time as the chemical capital of the world. We really are the agriculture capital of the world.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Anyone else? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller? Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 16-016 is approved. Ordinance 16-017, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, request that Ordinance 16-017 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 16017, appropriate $7,500,000 from the General Fund Tax Stabilization Reserve account to the Newcastle County Strategic Economic Development Fund.
Mr. Smiley. Yes, this piece here actually transfers the $7.5 million from the General Fund Tax Stabilization Fund to the newly created Strategic Economic Development Fund, and that will be as a standalone account. So the funds will be easily monitored, and $1.5 is scheduled to come out each year, provided everything else is being met.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Comment, question, counsel. Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller? Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Towers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 16-017 is approved. Ordinance 16-018, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 16018 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 16018, amend the annual operating budget, reduce the Department of Community Services FY 2016 approved operating budget by $64,800 to provide funding for the summer recreation camps grant.
Silent.
Per title, Mr. President.
Council. Public comment. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller? Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 16-018 is approved. Ordinance 16-019, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 16019 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 16019, amend the grants budget, transfer federal funding of $40,000, appropriate Newcastle County funding of $64,800, and appropriate anticipated program income of $185,000 to the summer recreation grant.
Mr. Holland.
Per title, Mr. President.
Council. Public comment. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller? Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 16-019 is approved. Ordinance 16-020, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 16020 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 16020, amend the grants budget, appropriate $200,000 from the Delaware State Housing Development Fund to the Delaware State Housing Authority to the Garfield Park Overview Gardens Owner-Occupied Rehabilitation Program grant administered by the Department of Community Services.
Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. We did discuss this this afternoon at our Community Services Committee meeting, as I reported here tonight as well. These two grants, this one as well as the next one, is for the preservation of home ownership in the areas of Garfield Park and Overview Gardens.
To the sponsor, I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor on both pieces, please.
Absolutely, Mr. President.
Welcome, Mr. Street.
How are you going to take my thunder?
Shut up,
you knew what I was going to do.
I'd like to be added as co-sponsor to 2021, please.
Absolutely. So we have President Bullock and Councilman Street.
Thank you, Mr. Holland.
16020 and 16021.
Thank you, Mr. Holland. Council, have any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller? Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 16-020 is approved. Ordinance 16-021, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 16021 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 16021, amend the grants budget, appropriate $100,000 from the Delaware State Housing Development Fund to the Delaware State Housing Authority to the Garfield Park Overview Gardens Emergency Repairs Program grant administered by the Department of Community Services.
Mr. Hollins.
Per title, Mr. President.
Council. Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Diller? Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Taggart?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 16-021 is approved. Ordinance 16-022, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, I would request the ordinance 16-022 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Ordinance 16022 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 14, Finance and Taxation, regarding updating the interest rate that accrues on credits arising from an assessment appeal.
Councilman.
Yes, Mr. President. This just lowers the rate that the county would pay on overpayments resulting from a reduction in assessed value when the value is appealed and it's awarded. Currently, we pay 5%, which is more than you can get in the bank.
Council. Public comment. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller? Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Taggart?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 16-022 is approved. Ordinance 16-023. I move that Ordinance 16-023 be read by title only. Place before this council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 16023 to amend the pay plan rates that pay for non-union classified service employees and adopt the class specification for the position of emergency communications, information, and technology coordinator.
Per title. Council, any comments or questions? In the public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller? Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Taggart?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 16-023 is approved. Ordinance 16-013, Mr. Smiley.
Mr. President, I request the ordinance 16-013 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Ordinance 16013 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 26, Human Resources, Article 3, Merit System regarding housekeeping for other post-employment benefits trust fund trustees.
Councilman.
Yes, this just changes the title of Pension and Benefits Administrator to Compensation and Pension Systems Coordinator and Treasury Manager to Cash Management, Accounting, and Fiscal Manager. There is no upgrades in this, no step-ups. It costs no additional funds.
Council. Public comment. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller? Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Taggart?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Present, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 16-013 is approved. Anything on item J? K?
Councilman Weiner.
Public comment. Anything on that other? Mr. Street, you have anything tonight? Motion to adjourn?
I didn't know.
Is a motion to adjourn?
Second!
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Thank you and good night.
I think that worked. Yeah.
Okay. I heard it. Yeah, there's some trash.
I'm going up in 9 years. Yeah, another busy day.
Like I said, I didn't get bored anymore.
Yeah.
Jay's time sent it. It'll be nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good enough. That's what you've been going.
Yeah, we don't matter.
Channel 22. Together.
Not enough negativity going on that I want.
Work together.
Oh, yeah. It's good for you, the damn thing.
No. I'll be right
back. Yeah, let me check this.